Good morning. Welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. This morning featuring Frontier Extension District District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland, who's joining us today. First of all, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Brad. Happy New Year to you as well.
Well, and I guess with the new year, we've got some new staff members to talk about that are now gainfully employed in the Frontier Extension District.
That is right. We're excited to have two new staff members join us. And I want to introduce them this morning, and then you'll certainly be hearing from them in the following weeks and months. The first one I want to introduce is Jo Hetrick Anstatt, and she's our new 4-H program manager housed in the linen office, and she actually starts that position today. Jo is a 4-H alum, and she has a vast array of experience working with youth. Most recently, she's worked as the summer children's ministry director at the Linden United Methodist Church. She also has experience working in special education preschool and as a case manager for individuals with intellectual and or developmental disabilities. So Jo is no stranger to our Frontier District 4-H Youth Development Program. In fact, she's been a volunteer for us for the past 5 years, and she's served as a camp counselor as well as a Citizenship Washington Focus chaperone and is also assisting with the 4-H Ambassador Program in Osage County. She spent some time, actually quite a few different summers, working at Rock Springs 4-H Center. And I believe she and Jessica actually worked together one summer. So again, we're really excited to have Jo join our team. She has a lot of knowledge and experience in youth development and, of course, 4-H. And I'm sure that we'll be hearing from her on a regular basis on Wednesday mornings during the Frontier District 4-H program.
Excellent. Can you give us a little bit of a thumbnail sketch of what her position actually entails?
So she will work with Jessica and really help to manage the 4-H Youth Development Program, mainly in Osage County, but again, because this is a district position, she'll help across the district. So really handling those day-to-day activities of any enrollment questions, events and activities questions, coordinating all of that. And then, you know, whatever else she and Jessica also works on at the district level.
Very good. And who else do we have to introduce?
So next Monday, January the 10th, our new Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent, who will be housed in the auto office, starts. And her name is Amanda Grollo. Amanda is new to the area. She is moving here from Illinois. And she recently served as an instructor of horticulture at Lakeland College through the Illinois Department of Corrections. So she actually set up a program through Lakeland at a women's prison and instructed 9 horticulture and agriculture courses. So she wrote curriculum, she facilitated labs, and she administered tests. She also has experience working in commercial horticulture. Amanda is a graduate of Iowa State University, and she has a Bachelor of Science degree in horticulture and landscape design. So again, Amanda will be joining us next Monday. She will, again, be part of the rotation on Friday mornings during the Frontier District Ag and Natural Resources Program. So really excited to have Amanda on board. I know she has moved here and is, of course, ready to get started, and we're excited to have both of these ladies join our team.
Very good. And she'll be in charge of the Master Gardeners, I presume.
She will. She will be in charge of the Master Gardener Program. She'll be working with the entire team, but especially Rod and Brian in the Ag and Natural Resources area in the Frontier District.
All right. Well, very nice. It's exciting to have these new folks joining us in their new positions, and we wish them well in 2022. Anything else to share with us today?
Brad, I think I would just encourage people, as you stop by the Linden office or maybe the auto office or maybe involved in our programming, make sure you say hi, introduce yourselves to Jo and Amanda. I know they really appreciate that.
Again, Happy New Year to you, Rebecca. We wish you well in 2022 and look forward to your next report.
Thank you, Brad.
We'll have our next K-State Research and Extension Report coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40 when we feature Meritazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.